kickoff to the final whistle. Front row seat to college football lives here on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
We go together, better than birds of a feather, you and me. We'll change the weather, yeah. I'm feeling heat in December when you found me.
I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark.
Hour number two, Out of Bounds. We're live at Moretti's in Malden. Come by and see us. You know what? Ben still hasn't gotten my picks in. They're somewhere in outer space. Thanks, Al Gore, for the internet. So I'm just gonna do them by hand. I'm just gonna manually do this while we talk about Underdog.
Okay.
Last night.
I mean, because we have everybody else's, you know.
That's right.
The pilot got his in early this week.
I already flew him in.
He did.
He flew low with those. Can I tell you? It was not a great night at Underdog last night for me. But the one thing that I will be doing now that I have never said before all season is I will be contemplating that a Brave shortstop may hit a home run today. Did you see that? Ha-Seong Kim. Did you see this last night?
No.
First Atlanta Braves shortstop home run since September 30th of last year.
Are you serious?
Ha-Seong Kim, baby. $16 million waiver wire pickup. The Braves are back.
I watched that off and on last night. Not going to lie, I saw some of the crazy plays Dansby Swanson was making, and I'm like, God, why did the Braves trade him? Then I saw him at the plate, like, oh, yeah, I remember now. But, I mean, really, as a fielder, my gosh, Quag, he is as good as it gets. I mean, he is such a great fielder. He just can't hit the broadside of a barn.
You're right. A lot
which
of swing and miss there.
What you could say about a lot of Braves shortstops.
You know, and if you wanted to take Dansby Swanson higher than .5 strikeouts tonight and you pair that sucker with the Saquon Barkley free play where all he has to do is show up, put his jersey on, and you're a winner, then You're cashing tonight, my friend. Download the Underdog app. Do it right now. All of that Braves and Dansby Swanson conversation was to get you to download the Underdog app and play today. Sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/ playing. Get terms _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org. I need you to look at this, too. This is a brand new feature on Underdog here in South Carolina. You can now do team picks. You can do team picks.
Okay, now what does that mean?
This is Eagles to win at -527.
Oh, you're just – okay.
Oh, yeah. So you may now pick games on here. That is new, and that is something that I'm happy to take advantage of as well. So the picks are in. All the picks are in, even mine. Yes, mine are in as well. One thing that concerns
Let's see if they are.
Oh, they're in.
Well, all but one.
I got it. I just did it.
Okay.
Bam. I'm pretty sure those are my actual picks, too. Now I need to check and see if what I sent you is what I put in. Okay. You have manually inputted everybody's picks.
I have.
Did anything surprise you?
Well, I haven't been able to tally them yet because
you were waiting. On somebody. Look, I can attest, folks, that this is an email server issue at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern daylight time. I turned in my picks, and they just haven't arrived yet.
I believe you. I did see the email. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I'll admit, the thing that when I was putting these in, Walt and I have exactly the same picks.
Do you really?
10 for 10. I don't know that I've been 10 for 10 with anybody ever in this entire in the history of this contest. And I'm looking because Walt is two spots over from me in this document, and I'm going, wait a second. Boom, 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 boom. We're exactly the same. And I am like in a 9-3 on the downside of 9-3 a couple times Walt.
If Walt hears that, he's going to be trying to change picks.
Disaster.
No, I'm just kidding.
Absolute disaster. Hey, here's a question. This is bad radio, but I'm going to ask this question anyway. Do you remember the caller at the end of the segment before Bill Conley? Do you remember what his question was? I was like, oh, I'll remember that. No big deal. There were questions about Clemson's offense, and I can't remember what it was.
Oh, well, was it the one about rushing yards? Or that was earlier.
Is that the one that had to do with Brandon Streeter and Garrett Riley?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was it.
Sam.
It was Streeter and Riley. Yes,
Sam
yes, yes.
on the board today.
There we go.
We need to get Sam in when we're talking picks.
Sam, oh, yeah.
He pulled double duty today.
So here's my thought on the Streeter versus Riley thing. I do think the way, and I've said this before, Dutch Coleman, you say this all the time, that though the decision of to fire a coach and the decision to hire a coach should be mutually exclusive. Like, if you should not only fire a coach if you know that somebody better is out there. There should be a standard of job performance. If that standard is not being met, then you make that decision, then you do the other thing. Now, when you wed those two things, I think it's fair to bring that up. That was when he did wed those two things. He basically said, we had an opportunity to get Garrett, and we did. So, my hunch is to say, well, those things aren't together. But Dabo's kind of put them together.
Yeah. Listen, I don't have a problem with anybody questioning Garrett Riley right now. I mean, I don't. I think that's fair. And when the offense sputters and play calling is questioned, fans are going to question that, especially when the head coach does. That's part of the job. The part of that conversation that I just don't agree with, and I think I'm in the minority here, I don't care what somebody makes. When you start a conversation with, he makes $2 million, he should be better. Well, I would ask you this. If he made $500,000, would you be happier today with the play calling? Would you go, well, you know, Will, he forgot to run the ball, but we only pay him $500,000, therefore I'm okay. You would not. And so we use that salary as a way to, you know, to try to justify our expectation. My argument would be your expectation is going to be that high no matter what he's paid.
That's a great point. Can I make this point, too? Because it matters, I think, across sports. So, like, I was actually talking about this with my dad and brother yesterday because the Reds, they scored a million runs and lost last night because they can't pitch all of a sudden. And they are five games back of the Mets. They host the Mets this weekend.
The Mets are the one thing I take exception to there. The Mets should be better because they pay a lot.
That's right. But here's the thing. The Reds are five games back. We're tired of – my brother sent a thing that since Princess Diana died, there are two fan bases in the major sports. Since Princess Diana died.
What a horrible line to draw.
I have no idea why that's the threshold, but that's where we are.
Post-Diana.
That's where we are. Since Princess Diana died, there are two fan bases that have not seen their team win a home playoff game in the major sports. The Cleveland Browns and the Cincinnati Reds. Okay?
Thanks.
Those are the two. Yeah, sorry, Sam. Didn't even think about that. You catching a stray. But the point of that is, it makes total sense that the Mets' payroll is three times what the Reds' payroll is. So they should be five games ahead. They probably should be 20 games ahead. But I'm trying to sweep the Mets this weekend because I want to go to the freaking playoffs. And I don't care what the salaries are. I don't care how many rookie contracts there are. And that Juan Soto makes more than the next 5 years of Reds' salaries this year. I don't care. I don't care about any of that. I just want to win the game. To your point, I think as fans, we do that when we're mad. We throw out salaries when we're mad. But also, the point that you made is brilliant. If they weren't making as much money, we still would want to win, and we'd be pissed if we didn't win. And I think that's just true across sports.
Garrett Riley is in the salary category of Andy Ludwig at Utah, which, by the way, shocks me.
He's better when his quarterback's alive, when he's not having to resurrect quarterbacks from the dead every week.
Andy Ludwig makes more than Garrett Riley. I did not know that.
Holy cow.
Mike Denbrock at Notre Dame, Charlie Weiss Jr., and Buster Faulkner.
Golly.
That's the category. That's the grouping.
Buster Faulkner?
Buster Faulkner is listed at $1.5 million.
Can I?
At Georgia Tech.
I'm going to ask this question, okay? And I don't – listen, this is –
And my other point there is that, I agree. You know, $1.75, $2 million, whatever Riley makes, that's a lot of money. It's not unheard of now in college athletics either.
If you had to devise a game plan – and you said, yeah, I'm going to hire an offensive coordinator on Sunday, and we're going to play Saturday. How many guys would you hire before Buster Faulkner? I'm going to ask that question again next week because my primary concern about the Georgia Tech game as the next sort of like marker on Clemson's schedule is that I'm not sure I would hire five guys over Buster Faulkner to
really
give me a game plan on Sunday that I can use Saturday.
I don't know enough about him to answer that question, to tell you the truth.
He doesn't have a long track record. He's been a couple years.
That's interesting, though.
I think he's.
I'll defer to you on that.
I think he's very, very good. Texter said, "What are the stats since Mr. Rogers went off the air?" I mean, it is. It's random. I don't know who came up with that. It is really random. The other thing about Brandon Streeter, Kevin's a Gamecock fan, so I'm not necessarily accusing Kevin of this, but this is what happens, man. This is the old. Every time the Israelites were wandering in the desert and they like didn't have water, they would go, "Man, this sucks. It was way better when we were slaves in Egypt," and it just was not. Like they would romanticize the past a little bit. I like Brandon Streeter. I would consider Brandon Streeter a friend. Brandon Streeter was my student teacher in sixth grade in Mr. Bolger's class. Okay. Real talk, when he was a quarterback. Clemson.
Well, here's a small world. Mr. Bolger was in my wedding. So how about
shut
that?
Your mouth. We're talking about that during the break.
Yeah.
Shut your freaking mouth.
Sure was.
So, anyway, he was one of my favorite teachers, too. He taught me to love Phil Collins. Great. Awesome. Awesome dude.
Well, he's from Ireland.
I mean, oh, yeah.
Everybody loves a true Irishman.
Had to do that. So, Brandon Streeter, I would say, Brandon Streeter, I'm friendlier with Brandon Streeter than a lot of coaches that come through here. Brandon Streeter is not at Clemson anymore because DJ went 8-for-29 against South Carolina and they lost a home game, and Cade Klubnik was sitting over there and they never gave Cade a chance. That's why Brandon Streeter didn't get fired just because of Garrett Riley, in my opinion. There were things that did not go well. There were things that did not go well Saturday night. There were also things that did not go well 3 years ago when Brandon Streeter was here. So I want to make that clear. A lot of Tommy Bolger love on the text line, by the way.
Really?
We're getting texts on Tommy Bolger now.
He was in my wedding, and we played soccer together, and he lived next door to me.
God, that's unbelievable. Yeah, we're gonna have a fun conversation off the air. That's incredible. So I do want to say that. All that being said, I didn't ask Bill this. We ran out of time. Ben,
I got to tell you the toast that he made it.
I can't wait for this. Bill Conley's numbers, okay? I have access to his you'll be shocked about this. In fact,
oh
Sam,
gosh.
You got a nerd alert of Sam because this is gonna Ben's gonna laugh at this.
Nerd alert!
Whoa, wait a second, Doc. You mean to tell me that this is a nerd alert?
That's right, Marty. We've entered a nerd alert.
I'm showing Ben my Google Sheets, okay? These are all our work Google Sheets. This is Bill Conley's SP Plus Google Sheet, okay? I have access to his Google Sheet. Let me do this real quick. I can sort this Google Sheet. I think I can sort it. It doesn't even need it. The difference between his number projection and the spread.
Can I tell you, I use that like.
Oh, you use it all the time? So you have this too.
Last year I used it a lot.
It's really helpful.
When I gave up on my picks.
You were using this, Doc. That's incredible. The highest number difference is 14 points from the spread to the projection. You want to tell the people what game that is?
That would be Clemson-Troy.
He has Clemson by 19.5, and that spread is 33.5.
And, yeah, that spread's opened at 31.5 and has been bet up, so that's a little surprising.
Just throwing that out there.
I think Clemson is winning the Troy game. I took Troy in those points, though.
What was the breakdown on that?
Let's just dive into that, shall we?
Let's do that. Sam, what did you do? While Ben's doing the tally, where did you go on that one?
Is this Clemson-Troy?
It is.
I didn't feel great about either one here. I took Clemson simply because I think this is going to be a game where Cade Klubnik plays way more than maybe some people think he's going to, simply to get his brain right. I think Troy is going to make this a little bit more competitive immediately than it needs to be because I think they're going to run the ball. But – I think Dabo's going to leave Cade in there for most, if not all, of this football game, and they're going to rack up some points. I'm choosing to be positive and view this like App State last year and not how the gimmies were a couple years ago where they weren't exactly gimmies. But I didn't feel great about it.
I echo everything he just said. We are split down the middle, 6-6.
I'm not shocked about that.
I almost changed it last minute.
Did we have a 6-6 last week?
No, we did not. We had a few 7-5. I think we had 3 7-5s, but we didn't have any 6-6s. I like 6-6s. I went Clemson, and this is why. Because I think Troy is very similar to App State. They're scary in name, but not their football team. It's like a 4-win Troy team.
I don't think they're very good this year. I mean, I would agree with that.
So that, like, Clemson beat App State by 46. They didn't have to do a lot of second-half work to do that. I'm thinking, you know, I would not put it in our OO bank. I would not play it that way. But I do think it's hard. I know Dabo was talking about how, like, they're physical. They want to run at you. I mean, can you – maybe last year's team would have given up 200 yards. Say they gave up 300 to the Citadel. I can't see this team, especially the way the second unit played. Like, that second-string defensive line looks a lot better than it did last year in games. I think you feel better about your linebacker depth than you did last year. I don't think Troy is going to be able to line up 2 out of 3 downs and run the ball. I may be wrong about that, but if LSU couldn't, and they were rotating pretty good, like they got 10 defensive linemen in the game, and were still able to stop the run, I don't know if Troy scores. And I don't know that Clemson's going to score 6 straight possessions like they did against App State, but that's my thought process there. It's more about I don't think Troy's very good. I know Troy's scary because of what happened in 11 and 16, but those were like conference championship caliber Troy teams in both of those years in their respective leagues. This one, I think, is just trying to get to a bowl game.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So that's kind of my point there. But I'm in no way confident in that whatsoever. And like I say, 6-6 is that's a nice spread. All right, short break. Before we get there, let me tell you about the Phoenix Center. We want you to make good decisions. Young people want you to make good decisions. And that includes, in fact, it's primarily alcohol, drugs, and vaping. These are tough, tough issues to navigate for young people. And the Phoenix Center is helping parents. The Phoenix Center is helping pastors and teachers and coaches and vendors and everybody to get on the same page here. And to reinforce the messages that most young people do abstain from these substances and that most young people are making the right choices. That is not the common thought. That is not the conventional wisdom, and yet it is reality. For more, go to phoenixcenter.org, check under resources. Stay with us. Hour 2 of the program continues. We're going through our picks for the week after this.
Hello, Medicare recipients and ROAR listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. This time of year, most of us are trying to work in vacation, lamenting about our Braves, and anticipating a huge college year out of the Tigers, Gamecocks, and Dawgs. The last thing we want to think about is Medicare, and I get it. I will encourage you, however, to find at least a few minutes to think about your health care situation. For instance, if you already have Medicare, do you know if you have the best plan for your individual needs? If Medicare is just around the bend for you as a turning 65 person or through disability, are you up on your responsibilities here? Do you have a good agent or any agent at all? If you see yourself in any of these scenarios, please give us a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And remember, all of my services come at no cost to you. And have a great summer.
I'm having such a great time tailgating, but now's the moment to go.
Go where? The game's an hour away.
I need the porta potty.
Thankfully, that's never a problem at Death Valley. Unless the lines are too long.
Little John Portable Toilets have been serving Clemson football games for over 25 years. Their toilets are orange, which gets fans fired up for the game, and they are super clean. They even have restroom trailers. Whether construction or special events, Little John is the go-to. LittleJohnToilets.com. That's LittleJohnToilets.com.
Replacing your HVAC system might be easier than you think. With financing through Synchrony, you can pre-qualify without impacting your credit score. And enjoy low monthly payments on a new Armstrong air system. Call Blue Ridge Heating and Air today for your free estimate from Pete, our field supervisor. He'll even bring you a bottle of Furnace Fuel Hot Sauce and help you secure tax credits before they expire December 31st. Call now, ask for Pete, and upgrade your comfort the smart way. BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com.
Ariat delivers the best in men's Western apparel for the job site, the rodeo, and date night. Ariat offers a wide selection of patterns and styles from plaids and checks to embroidered prints. Color-rich solids, Ariat's performance shirts are tailored with advanced movement features. From fabrics designed with cooling comfort and sun protection technology, from retro to classic, new west to old, whatever your style, Ariat has you covered. Shop Ariat at Harrison's and Malden in Spartanburg or harrisonsusa.com. Harrison's, the home of work, Western, and wow!
Folks, I think we can all agree that being overweight is a challenge. So many issues related to weight gain would just resolve themselves if only we could get that weight under control. And listen to me, the answer is not Ozempic. The answer is not more GLP-1 from a pill or a shot.
The answer is a real natural solution from PhD Weight Loss. PhD patients drop up to a third of their body weight without ever taking a drug. And sure, if you want to pay up to $20,000 a year to spend on losing precious muscle, be my guest. That's what happens when you go the Ozempic route. And don't even get me started on the endless list of side effects. Here's the deal. PhD Weight Loss helps you wake up your metabolism so your body produces its own weight loss hormones. So if you're already on Ozempic and want to transition off, Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team will help you do it safely while continuing to shed those pounds. Call today, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Fall means football, and the Tigers roar loudest here.
Klubnik takes a shotgun snap, back to throw, going to throw it leap, down long, there's Wesco, catches it at the 40, off the race, and he goes, touchdown! Wesco from 76!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
She was a seaside sitting just smoking and drinking on ringside. Hour two continues live here at Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden. Come by and see us, 783 East Butler Road. It's been a nice crowd coming through here. Everybody here has had food recommendations. I don't know that we've ever been at a restaurant where every single person in here knows what they like and they want to either, like, one lady was sitting over there and she just, like, came up and handed us onion rings.
And they were
that's
great.
Just super nice. And they were awesome. Yeah, that's a perfect consistency of onion ring. I mean, it was right in the pocket.
We've had at least six different dishes suggested to us as the best. So that's when you know that a restaurant is great, when there's six different favorites. Beef on Weck seems to be the leader in the clubhouse, though.
I'm interested to try this one. Did not know what it was until literally just now. People have been recommending it, though. And the pizza's been great. Again, the buffalo wings, we had those when we walked in the door. Those are fantastic. And, yeah, we'll continue to sort of open up the Adams Roofing text line for more recommendations. Folks are talking about how far they drive to come here, too. Like, this is a popular spot for people. It's pretty cool. This hour brought to you by our friends at Blockhaven. Go to blockhaven.com is the website. This is a – it's not just a climbing wall. It's not just bouldering. This is a this is an experience out there in Judson Mill, right there off of – it's 123 when you're going into downtown Greenville. It is a great, great spot. This is how you this is how you do it, folks. Really, however you want, but they've got over 200 different courses. You can boulder. You're climbing up their 15-foot walls. They change those courses all the time. Really, like every month, you get a million new courses. But they also have workout equipment there, so you can do it as a part of your workout. You can do it leisurely, just for fun. They have a little cafe there as well, so you can get a bite to eat. You can have a cup of coffee. And, you know, if you've got kids there, you can sit at the cafe and watch them or just make it a part of an entire day with the whole family. This is a great spot. And if you mention the Roar, you get 20% off your first day pass at Blockhaven, BLOCHaven.com.
Several texters asking, beef on what? What's a beef on weck? We're going to have Jeff, the owner, on with us in a little while, and I'll let him explain further. But think, as what was explained to me, because I had to ask too, honestly, roast beef sandwich on crack was...
Great explanation. That's a great explanation.
It's a Western New York sandwich, buffalo sandwich.
It is. It's the my explanation was going to be it's beef on weck. What's a beef on weck? It's beef on weck. You just gotta try it. That's what it is.
Yeah, I'd never heard that term either. So,
let's get back to the contest. 654 Roar is the number. Oh, you know what? We need to talk about One Time Plumber as well. Call the plumber whose name is his number. One Time Plumber. This is a great opportunity, folks, to get instant relief from those big-time plumbing emergencies, the clogs, the leaks, the hot water issues that can grind your home, your business to a screeching halt. They offer 24-hour same-day service for all of those biggest plumbing emergencies. These vehicles are everywhere. I talked about I was going around a curb, and I met a truck, a one-time plumber truck, and I was like, that guy's going to an emergency right there, because they're everywhere. There's so many of them, and they have so many trucks out in the field. Four locations in the state, two in the upstate. Clemson grad zone and operated. Call the plumber whose name is his number, One Tom Plumber. Back to the contest. We have a 6-6 split on Troy Clemson, which is that's kind of awesome. Let's start at the top here. By the way, Bill Conley. We appreciate Bill Conley being on hour one. Brian Edwards is going to join us in the next segment. He has four college picks. They all are games in our contest. So be on the lookout for that. Baylor SMU is at the top of this list. This is a noon kick, 11 Central tomorrow, or Saturday rather. Ben, this is a heck of a game. It's on the CW. Baylor SMU on the CW. Get Tom Brenneman in there calling this one. I'll be honest. I've little to no idea what's going to happen here. This is one where I just sort of threw my hands up, and I took Baylor. Because this is one of my test of theory points, where I just want to see if Baylor learned a little more about its team than SMU did last week. SMU played East Texas A&M, Baylor played Auburn. There's also, I mean, sometimes games to me are about what looks better or what looks like it makes more sense. Does Baylor look like an 0-2 football team?
Probably normally no.
And that was kind of my point. Like, I really didn't know, so I'm going, well, they've been tested. They at least know who they are a little better. And I just can't see them go. I think they're a better football team than 0-2. But I think SMU is a better football team than 1-1 also, which makes it tricky. Where'd you go on this one?
I went SMU here. In fact, we were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 3 SMU in the contest.
Whew.
So Walt, Kwok, and John all took Baylor.
Well, it makes me feel awesome. Actually, good company, but
I like Kevin Jennings. I think here was kind of what it boiled down to me. Better staff, I do believe that. Better staff, better quarterback, home team. Field goal game.
I'm okay with that.
So that was sort of how I That was the tiebreaker for me.
I wondered about style of play, if Baylor might – if SMU might be an easier matchup for Baylor than Auburn. Oh, here we go. We've got Beef on Weck with the au jus. Oh. We got two au jus cups right there.
Man.
Oh, yeah. And is this horseradish? Is that what that is?
Do you see what I did there with Jeff during the break, though? It's like, hey, what is Beef on Weck? Explain that to me. He said, why don't I just bring
just
one?
Just make
like,
one.
Okay.
Hey, well, I guess. I guess if you really want to. I mean, that's awesome. Okay. So that will be our commercial break, chowing down on those. That was sort of my thought, that Baylor, their undersized defensive line, they just got absolutely mauled by Auburn. We still don't know if Auburn can throw the ball. I think Auburn can throw the ball. We do know Auburn can run the ball because they just mashed Baylor last week. I don't think SMU is going to come out and do that necessarily. Now, don't misunderstand. I'm not sure that SMU is going to win the game, but I do think SMU is going to try to throw the ball, and that's a different test of Baylor than we saw them not hold up super well against last week. It leads to more indecision, but I also think this is a very different challenge than the one that they face. I think they are better equipped to pass this test than the last one. You want to go to the phones?
We can go to the phones.
Let's go to the phones. Oh, well, man.
We cannot go to the phones.
We cannot go to the phones. Right. Yeah. We had Walt. Walt was on hold in there.
It could have been for something else.
Could have been. I'll tell you what. The next game, also total coin flip, no idea. Not a clue what to do in the world with this. In a non-conference game, NC State and Virginia. Totally perplexed. I got no clue what to do with this game.
It's easy to fall in love with Chandler Morris after what they did to Coastal last week. And Virginia looked like a competent team. At the same time, and I hate to say it because I love the school, I think Coastal is total garbage.
I think Coastal is terrible. I think they're terrible.
So it is – it. Man, but I really like both these quarterbacks. What's not to like about C.J. Bailey either?
See, I like Bailey quite a bit. I'm trying to rectify in my brain how NC State looked that good for a quarter and that lousy for three and almost blew the game against ECU.
See, and I'm right there with you. But, you know, you put Chandler Morris, Cam Ross, man, he was electric. Again, I know 224 all-purpose yards. And they did it on special teams, too. That was the other thing.
Virginia the last couple years is the kind of team that would have beaten that Coastal team by 17, not by 50.
And see, Virginia is another one of those heavy transfer portal, 32 new additions to their roster, and you just got to see if that's going to work or not. So far, through 1 week, it did work. Now, at the same time, I don't think East Carolina is a very good team either, and NC State, I mean, they could have lost that one. It's going to help. This is a non-conference game. I would remind people of that. It's going to help NC State, certainly, that this game is home. They get Noah Rogers back from injury, wide receiver. So, you know, it just makes this a tough call for me. It's also you're a little bit gun-shy picking Virginia right now. Also, they say the same thing about NC State. Out of staying true to myself, I can't take Dave Dorn. So I went Virginia. In fact, nine of the 12 of us took Virginia in the contest.
I appreciate your principled anti-Dorn stance. I do appreciate that.
I would rather be wrong than right in this game.
Dude, you'd rather go down with the Tony Elliott ship than triumph with
care.
Dave Dorn.
Do not care.
Oh, my gosh. All right, before we take our next break, before we get to Brian Edwards, Walt does want to chime in on this. You can hear him 3-7 today on Road Rage. Walt, what's up?
Uh-oh. Hey, Ben? What? Ben, are you there?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay. Actually, I just wanted to find out. I'm sorry, wait. I picked who in Baylor SMU? Who do you have?
You have Baylor.
If I pick Baylor, I made a mistake. I did not mean to pick Baylor. Can I get that Mulligan thing? I want to change that to SMU.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, and
plus,
maybe
I don't want to be 10 out of 10 with Clark. I don't want to be 10 out of 10.
I called it. I told you.
Yeah, that's right.
I said,
that's right.
Gonna
oh, yeah, he is going to be pissed about this. Wait till he finds out.
You did write down Baylor, but we can definitely change that.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So you want to go SMU there?
Yeah, let me go SMU. And I guess my reason is that SMU played two Big 12 teams last year, including TCU, and they destroyed both of them, if memory serves. I mean, I think they beat TCU 66-42 or something like that. And so that's the only thing I have to go by of the SMU. And I know they're not the same team, but they battered two Big 12 teams last year. So plus I hate Baylor's defense. I think their offense is great, but Aranda's supposed to be a defensive genius. There's been no sign of that the last couple of years. And, you know, that game, I'm giving that game out on the total because I think there's going to be 80 points scored. I know it's early, but, I mean,
that
I,
is
I
a high.
Team.
I mean, that is a high total. Because I'm with you. I'm thinking, like, well, both these teams just scored 35, but it's like 64.5 right now.
Yeah, I think it'll be over 80. I don't think either team can stop the other at all. I mean, I think we saw that. Listen, Auburn scored 38 on Baylor. And you look at Baylor's games late last year, even the ones they were winning, they were all 37-34. You know, that's what they played. And SMU, like I said, when SMU played a couple of those Big 12 teams, they put up like 60 points on them. So I don't think there's any way Baylor can stop SMU. I'm not sure SMU can stop Baylor either. But yeah, I'm going SMU. And it's funny because that was the first game I sort of wrote down. And I wrote it the way it was on the sheet. So I wrote Baylor. So probably when I sent it, I probably wrote Baylor. I went back and forth on almost all of these games.
I did too.
They're impossible. Are you sure you didn't subconsciously want to ride with me and John on Baylor? Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. Thanks, Mark. I appreciate the invite, but I'm sorry. Help me here. Bill Connelly has Clemson 24. Is that what I heard? 24.
His numbers have Clemson 25 right now, and he says they're not. That's too low. He said that's too low.
Well,
they're going to end up back probably in the teens.
Yeah, that's big of him. He's also the guy who had Alabama 2 before the year. So take that for what it's worth. Honestly, putting Clemson 24 or 25 is just idiotic. If your numbers say Clemson 24 or 25, then you should scrap everything you're doing and redo it. If you think Clemson's any worse than 10. I'm sorry. It's just idiotic. There's just no way to explain that. Hey, he sounds like a nice guy. He's a pleasant, dumb guy. That's what I determined today. All right. I'll see you guys.
All right, Walt. Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. When we come back, Brian Edwards. Go ahead.
A reminder that it is Bill Connelly's formula. It's not his opinion.
Yes. And he also laughed at the fact that Ole Miss was 4. Like, Ole Miss won by 100,000, and he's like, yeah, Ole Miss is not 4.
Formulas are not perfect, for
sure.
That's
right. That's right. It'll all come out in the wash at some point. Hour two continues with Bill Connelly. We are live at Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden. Come on, see us, 783 East Butler Road. We're talking football when we return.
This Saturday, the Clemson Tigers take on the Troy Trojans in Death Valley, and the best coverage anywhere is right here on The Roar. It starts 6 hours before kickoff at 9:30 with the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Join Grace and Ashby and me for that. Then transition to 12:30 Tiger tailgate show. Fax and Childress and his crew will take you up to kickoff with Don Munson, Tim Beret, and Reggie Merriweather. And then Donald Clark and I will have all the analysis you need on the fifth quarter show. It's your home for wall-to-wall Clemson football game day coverage, a flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hymns has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most 5-star reviews in our industry, our guarantees stand strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
It's time to give your lawn the attention it deserves with Carolina Top Dressing. Is your fescue looking thin? Our expert fescue overseeding service paired with aeration is just what you need. But here's the secret. Without top dressing, much of that precious seed goes to waste. Why? Because seed needs soil contact to grow. At Carolina Top Dressing, we make sure every seed finds its place, whether it's in the aeration holes or covered by our premium top dressing mix. Don't let your investment go to waste. Visit CarolinaTopDressing.com to book your service today.
Danny Ford here for my good friends at Bennett Equipment, who have stood the test of time selling and renting construction equipment for 25 years now. Bennett is one of the top five dealers in the country for Takeuchi compact equipment, and when you deal with Bennett and Takeuchi, you get the quality, dependability, and service you expect and deserve. So call or stop by today and tell them Danny Ford sent you. Take it from me, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Got a Tiger at Clemson? Make visits easier and invest in your future with a new home at Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus. This family-owned builder offers spacious, personalized homes starting in the low 400s with quick move-ins available. Build from the ground up and design your dream space or save up to $25,000 on a completed home today. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Your Clemson connection starts at Sunrise.
It's the Great American Gun Show this weekend in Pickens at the Market at the Mill. Buy, sell, and trade Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4, guns, knives, ammo, and more. This weekend, Great American Gun Show, Market at the Mill, Pumpkin Town Highway, Pickens.
Discover Reed's Jewelers, America's largest family-owned jeweler, and their state-of-the-art expanded store in Haywood Mall. The same location, with nearly twice the showroom space as before. Dedicated to bringing you amazing savings on diamonds, watches, and more. All with the same superior customer service they've always provided. You'll be amazed at the 21st century appeal of the new Reed's Jewelers expanded store. Reed's Jewelers, next to Belk on the top floor in Haywood Mall. Online at Reed's.com.
Experience exceptional service with Golf Cart Service, your trusted family-owned club car dealer for 55 years. We keep over 35 upstate golf courses running smoothly with our fully stocked mobile service truck. Whether you're purchasing new, used, or reconditioned carts, we offer flexible financing. Choose Club Car, proudly American-made since 1958, and avoid tariffs. Visit GolfCartSC.com to explore our inventory, conveniently located at Highway 221 and Highway 295 in Spartanburg. Call us at 864-574-4616 today.
Your home for football all season long.
This is big boy football.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Hour number two continues out of bounds. William Quagamush, Ben Milstead with you. Sam Jones spinning the hits. Why doesn't Sam Jones just play Sam Jones?
I know.
Just every song should be Sam Jones.
Sam Jones. Who?
I mean.
Sam Jones.
Sam Jones. Different guy. We are live at Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden. Come on, see us. The lunch crowd is still here. The bar crowd is also here and filing in as well. Excited for that.
A couple here who sound like they're from New York, probably.
They were explaining beef on Weck to us.
Yes, they were, and said that the fish fry here on Friday nights is better than Western New York.
Are you kidding? So we have to add another thing?
They come here from north of Spartanburg.
Which is basically Buffalo.
That's north of Spartanburg, Buffalo, same place, yes.
That's awesome. We have heard lots of people driving a long way to get here.
North of Spartanburg is Buffalo without the snow. I can't tell you how many times I've heard it described that way.
I mean, 100%. Let's go now to our guest lines. Our friend Brian Edwards has winners. He is a senior indicator for VegasInsider.com, at VegasBEdwards on Twitter, and MajorWager.com. Brian, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys? How we doing?
We're doing great. We're stuffing our faces with food today, so we're in a really good spot. Really, really nice. I'm excited about your picks because all your college picks are in our picks contest today, and so I'm interested to get your insight. Let's talk about that Cy-Hawk game with Iowa State and Iowa. You like the clones?
I do. Now, there has been some movement either overnight or this morning, and a lot of books, looks like basically all of them except for the South Point, are at 3.5. I'm at 3, and I insist on 3. I don't like it at 3.5, so if you agree with my opinion, buy the half point to 3. So Iowa dominated this rivalry for a while. We had won 6 in a row, but Iowa State's won 2 of the last 3. Now, both of those were in Iowa City, so actually the Cyclones have not gotten a home win in a long time over Iowa. But, hey, it's time. And even though they were coming back from across the pond, 55-7 over a pretty good FCS team in South Dakota, they were only 16.5-point favorites last week. And Rocco Beck is now 68.8% completion percentage, 461 yards, 5 touchdowns, and no interceptions through 2 games, a rushing touchdown as well. And as much as we heard about Mark Gronkowski being a major upgrade for Iowa quarterback, and he very well may be, and maybe parents just didn't want to put anything on tape for Matt Campbell last week, but Gronkowski was apparently checking on Charlie because he was 8 of 15 for only 44 yards throwing the ball last week. Ugh. Cyclones are 9-5 against the spread. Their last 14 as home favorites. I'm on Iowa State minus 3.
He is Brian Edwards, folks. Check him out, VegasInsider.com, senior handicapper, at VegasBEdwards on Twitter, and at MajorWager.com. Vandy, Virginia Tech, basically a coin flip here. It's a revenge game for the Hokies. You like Vandy to go 2-for-2.
Yes, indeed. I made them a 3-point favorite. I think they're the better team. Since Diego Pavia landed in Nashville, the Commodores are 8-6 straight up, 10-4 against the spread. In 10 games as underdogs, they're 8-2 against the spread with 5 outright wins. As road underdogs with Pavia, 4-0 against the spread, 2 outright wins. Pavia was sharp last week and only 2.5 quarters, 20 of 25, 275 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks, 44 rushing yards on 8 attempts. He's got a nice new toy in wide receiver Trey Richardson, who is a D2 transfer that's a track star, 5 catches, 74 yards, and Eli Stowers is probably the best tight end in the country. Vatek's on a short week, having played Sunday and, you know, had a 4-quarter battle. And look, the line tells us it'll be a close game. Bad news for the Hokies. They're 1-12 straight up in 13 one-possession games on Brent Pry's watch. And overall, under Brent Pry, 16-22 straight up and 18-20 ATS. I like Vandy to win outright.
All right, let's talk border war. Missouri, Kansas. I can't make heads or tails of this. You've got a quarterback injury for Missouri. Kansas has played pretty well in their first couple. And yet Mizzou's favored by a touchdown, and you like them laying 6 at home. Tell us why.
Yeah, I made Missouri 10. I like this team a lot. My only question was QB, and that's just because I hadn't seen Prabula play much. But I know it was FCS competition, but he looked great last week, 23 of 28, 283 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. He's also very, you know, dual threat. He had 65 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns on 10 attempts. They're transfer running back Ahmad Hardy, who as a true freshman was first team all Sun Belt at ULM last year, 100 rushing yards, 1 touchdown, 10 carries. Mizzou has won 11 in a row at home and 17 of their last 18 at home. Now, and the only loss was when Jaden Daniels led that comeback win by LSU 2 years ago. But that doesn't matter. You got to win by 7 for it to matter here. But 7 of the 11 wins in a row have been by 7 or more. I know Jalen Daniels has looked sharp here early, and I'm not expecting a blowout by any means, but I think that Mizzou will get some separation in the second half, and I think they win a 30 – I predicted the exact score. I think I said 34-21. Yeah, I think that's what it was, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I could see that, especially they are really good at home for sure. One more in college before we shift gears to the pros. Illinois – 3-point home, or excuse me, 3-point road favorite at Duke, and you're riding with Bielema over the Blue Devils. Tell us why.
Yeah, so going back to last year and even beyond on a couple of these stats, Illinois has won 5 in a row. They've won 12 of their last 15. Luke Altmyer in his last 16 starts, 30-7 TDINT ratio. Illinois has only been a road favorite 3 times under Brett Bielema, but they're 3-0 ATS. Now, you know, Duke was a home dog under Diaz last year, 2-0 against the spread, 1 outright win, and they've been really good at home since, you know, the start of the Elko era, so going back to what started 22. But even though they've been good at home, this isn't Cameron Indoor Stadium in basketball. It's not the most raucous of environment. Illinois plays the Big House and the Shoe, et cetera. I like Illinois -3.
All right, let's go to the pros. It's a big night. Pro football's back. And I'll admit, this is a line that's scary to me because you've got Micah Parsons in a Green Bay uniform. Detroit, we know how good Detroit was. They are an underdog in Lambeau. Tell us your play for the Lions-Packers.
I love Detroit. I think they're the best team in the NFL. They were the best team in the NFL last year when after the second play from scrimmage against Commanders, when Amik Robertson limped off the field, and he didn't return, that made 7 defensive starters that were out. So they just had the worst luck with injuries on the defensive side of the ball last year. And so when they got to the playoffs, they had no shot stopping Jaden Daniels, neither with any other NFL team -7 starters. But they've had all offseason to chew on that. And they blasted the Packers at Lambeau last year. Don't look at the final score. That was a very misleading final. They were smashing them that whole game. So, I like Detroit to win outright.
All right, let's go. Go ahead.
I also like the Lions +160 to win the NFC North. And I like them over 10.5 wins despite the brutal schedule. But, you know, that's for your listeners to decide on their own.
Tough division, but I'm not going to find – you're not going to find any argument for me that the Lions are the best team in that division for sure. Let's go Chiefs-Chargers. Just a 3-point favorite, the Kansas City Chiefs. Am I reading that right? That sounds crazy low.
Right? I got to go Chiefs here. And, again, I don't – if the line moves to 3.5, I would buy it at 3, but I think there's still plenty of 3s out there. You know, they've had that whole disappointing Super Bowl to chew on all offseason. I think they're laser focused. They've got a pretty much a clean bill of health. And the last 9 games, they were a favorite of 3 or fewer, or if they were an underdog, 8-1, both straight up and against the spread. I got the Chiefs. And I also am on the Chiefs win total over either 10.5, 11, or 11.5, depending on what sort of odds you want. You can get all 3 of them. And I think they win at least 12.
Couple more for Brian Edwards. Check him out, VegasInsider.com, senior handicapper. He's at Vegas B. Edwards on Twitter and MajorWager.com as well. All right, a 2-for here. Give me your thoughts on the Commanders. Commanders Eagles parlay situation, Commanders win total. How are you playing the Commanders this week? Some interesting stuff on the board.
Well, so if you – it just kind of depends on what your money line odds are or your spread is. So I did a teaser with the Eagles and Commanders before the Parsons trade and really like 2 months ago when the line was either 6.5 or 7 for the Eagles against the Cowboys tonight. Now that it's 8-ish, or no, I think it's gone up a little bit even higher than that, maybe just do a money line parlay. Or look, I've got all kind of like little small bets on the Eagles that I'm on tonight. I did them -2.5 in the first quarter. I did them -4.5 in the first half. I did their team total over 6.5 in the first quarter and over 13.5 in the first half. But the teaser, Commanders, Eagles, or Moneyline Parlay, whichever works best, depending on your number and your odds on the money line, I think that's what you do. I think the Commanders or Eagles, if you're in a survivor pool, I think them or the Broncos are the picks. And also, Jalen Hurts, anytime touchdown, as long as it's -150 or cheaper, if it's more expensive than that, that's getting up there. But I think he scores at least a touchdown. Some books will let you go Jalen Hurts. I'm talking rushing touchdown, by the way. They'll let you do first half specific rushing touchdown. And if you can do that, you should be able to get like plus 180 to plus 200. And if you're feeling even more aggressive on the Eagles, A.J. Brown over 70.5 receiving yards is another small play I made on this game.
Awesome stuff, Brian. Appreciate it. Appreciate the time and insight. At Vegas Beavers on Twitter, VegasInsider.com, Senior Handicapper, and MajorWager.com. Brian, enjoy a nice full, not just college football, but a pro football weekend as well. And we will talk again very soon, my friend.
Thanks, man. And one more thing, Commanders over 9.5 wins for the season. Love that one. Y'all have a great weekend.
Glad you threw that one in there. You as well. That is Brian Edwards. A slew of plays from Brian.
Can I tell you why you and Walt had the same picks?
Yes.
Because I entered your picks under Walt. I did receive your picks. That's my fault.
Oh, my God.
So that has been corrected.
We're talking Moretti's live in Hour 3 when we come back.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
At Tri-